This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk Podcast, episode number 91. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuityStraightTalk.com. All my work, all my words, all the information I've learned over 20 years in this business, if you can't find something that helps, then you're not looking in the right place. That's why you got to give me a call. My number, 800-438-5121, or schedule a call, top right corner, any page on AnnuityStraightTalk.com. Please like, subscribe, comment on your favorite podcast platforms or YouTube, share with your friends. Get the information out there because it is helpful, and I get comments every day about how much it has helped. So today we're going to do something. We're going to tackle a popular product, which is the Allianz Benefit Control, and I'm going to take it down. I had the opportunity to review this for someone a couple of months ago. That gentleman thought about it for, you know, 2-3 months, and he said, you know what, I like your approach. I'm not saying we're going to do business. He's obviously going to get pushback from the other agent. So I'm going to explain the case and I'm going to tell you guys what I think. There's a couple of recent podcasts that relate to this. I've found three actually that are directly related to it. So let me share my screen and we'll take down the Allianz Benefit Control. This is just one of those things where you got to have options. And a lot of people call me and they're dealing with guys that say, this is what he showed me. Will they show you anything else? No, he said, this is the best. This is just the best. So first thing I can share with you is product review, safety, growth, and income. I'm not going to get into the details of that, but the Allianz Benefit Control is one of those products that does not have a fee, so you can get income from it. It's safe because Allianz is a stable company, and it can grow. How much it grows, who knows? But a jack of all trades is a master of none. It doesn't offer you the best in any of those categories. It's kind of all blended together, all right? So when I'm talking to this guy, he's getting ready to retire, so he wants to take immediate income. And if you know the Allianz Benefit Control, call it the ABC. The ABC was the answer to the Allianz 222, which requires a 10-year deferral before you can capitalize on the bonus and have that credited toward your income value. Allianz Benefit Control came out, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And it was the product that'll give you a bonus and you can take income in any year and still factor that bonus into. It's not free money. It's just an income factor that increases your income. So anybody who wants to take income right away or 2 or 3 years out down the road, unfortunately, a lot of people bought the 222. Man, I met somebody last 2 weeks ago. They had 80% of their assets in an Allianz 222 that they bought 2 years ago, and they're retired now and want to start. It's like, oh man, terrible. 80%. You wonder why I get so fired up, right? Anyhow, the Benefit Control was an alternative to the 222 for people who wanted a bonus on income. And again, you got to just look at the bottom line. So here we go. Male age 65. I apologize. I've done a lot of single life illustrations this year, and that's kind of been the topic of the podcast. If you're a joint life, if it's a couple planning for retirement, the result will be the same. The income figures are going to be different. If you add an extra life to it, you get a lower payout. It costs, you know, basically costs more money for you to get the same amount of income. This is just a lesson. It's a general lesson, and that's what we're talking about. So he needed about $20,000 a year to supplement his retirement income. That's where he was comfortable. He's got plenty of money to do it, but he wants to do it the most efficient way. He goes into this guy's office in Florida, says, guy's like, oh, Allianz Benefit Control, this is the best. You might like it, but it's not the best. So he pays $400,000 for it, assuming that. What the Benefit Control offers is increasing income potential for increasing retirement needs. So when you have a product that has no fee for the income rider, like this one does, that's a giant benefit. A lot of people like that. Goes back to another podcast I did about guaranteed income with or without fees. Go look it up. There's a newsletter on this. I'll link that article. You can get an income rider. You can get guaranteed income without a fee, but because there's no fee, Honestly, the company adds the fee because it pads their reserves and they can insure themselves against you living longer than expected. So if they're not padding their reserves, then they're going to offer you a lower upfront payment. So this one, according to what the indexes do, you know, index is up 5%, they'll increase your income by 5%. Pretty good deal, right? Well, it remains to be seen because it's going to run headlong into a lot of the issues people have with index annuities in general. So male 65, $400,000, single lifetime withdrawals. It could be joint. Numbers will be different, but the lesson is the same, as I said before. So we look at this part right here, and this purple line is your accumulation value. All right. Starts at 400,000 and then, oh, year 7, 8, it just tanks, goes all the way down. So nothing left at 15. There's nothing wrong with that because that's essentially what you're doing. You're spending your money, right? They're giving you back your money, and the insurance you buy is what happens when that money runs out. So the insurance company backs that and you're guaranteed not to run out of money, right? But remember this because I'm going to talk about when that cash value goes to zero. And this is going to run into another podcast I recently did as well. I'm not going to go into too many of the details about the, you know, laddering strategies, but we're going to get to that first one here and I'll show you. So hopefully I got all of his information redacted because I do not like to share personal information, but I do appreciate getting in my hands on an illustration. I mean, this comes into the like the neighborhood of contracts. I could sell this if I want to. And if I was selling it, I'd probably pick all the right things about it. And if it was really good, I'd say, yeah, I'll do that. But I just never, it ain't no good, right? Okay, so this is like BS annuity illustrations, the other podcast and newsletter I did a couple months ago. Same thing. It was an Allianz contract, but it was built for accumulation. It's a little different. This guy's going on a Bloomberg index that's been in existence for a couple of years. So it's back tested. We don't know how it would really perform. But a 2-year participation rate, 175% participation. Current allocation charge is zero. Guaranteed maximum is 2.5. There's your first lever. I prefer the contracts where you have a choice of the allocation fee. This is telling you right here, that index, they can arbitrarily add an allocation charge if they want to. Plus that 175 is only guaranteed, I think probably the guaranteed minimum is like 10%, which would be nothing, right? Index does 20%, you get 2. And then they charge the 2.5, now you get zero. So levers to control the contract. Recently had a lot of conversations with people worried about companies reducing rates, whether you're accumulation or income. What happens if they want to reduce rates? I did a series of newsletters a couple years ago about that. So that's the next podcast. Next week, I'm going to talk about that because I want to get right out in front of you with all the material information that you need to understand before you make a commitment. So I look at that and we've got the allocation charge, 2.5% possibly, right? And if that participation rate drops, then, it doesn't work, right? So hypothetical values, most recent 10 calendar year period. Here's what I'm going to draw your attention to. This is what I would consider a BS annuity illustration. All right. So as you can see, you get the bonus and he's going to take lifetime income. You needed 20,000. He's getting 21,000, right? And then every time you get an interest credit, they increase the income. Wild numbers. Wouldn't it be great if this worked out, right? So it shows when the cash value, that's this column right here, cash value goes to zero after the 14th year because you pulled $91,000 in income out. The company has no money left, all right? Then 2 years later, you see a 25 or 6% income increase. Look at these yields. Incredible, right? I think it's unbelievable, and I would not bank my retirement on that. I've seen a lot of people buy these contracts, and they look at those, and they need 60 or 70,000 income. They think they're going to get it off of $400,000. But if the company has no money left, if you understand how index annuities work, they use the earnings on their bond portfolio, right, to buy an option in the index. They've got no money on this contract. Where's their budget to buy the options? Crank that rate down. This is never, ever going to work out like this. You'll get some increases. It'll grow a little bit. But the results of what you see on this page, dramatically different. So if you go all the way down, I mean, in year 30, they're illustrating $690,000 of income in 1 year off of $400,000. That is complete garbage. There is no way. I've talked to two companies that have similar products, and they both said, internal people at the company said, yeah, that's, you know, after the cash value is gone, don't expect any increases. So do you think they're going to wait until the cash value is zero, or are they going to manage it somewhere before that? And I guarantee it. So total bullshit on this one. You know, you want to cover your basic income needs. You want to have your $20,000 a year, right? And you want to plan for inflation and do all that stuff. It's pretty simple. So look at, like, if you go down most recent 18-year period, they back it up another 8 years. This is dramatically different. It has far less income, right? Goes up much more slowly. It's still nice. And you remember in the BS Annuity Illustrations podcast, I showed you, like, I think it was 9.7%. And then I just changed the return because I calculated it separately in an amortization schedule. And what was a 0.5% change? Correct me if I'm wrong. If you want to go watch it, you should. 0.5% change made a dramatic, it was like a 30% drop in accumulation value over a 30-year period. Because we had something that was like, what was it, 20, you know, or it went from 18 million to 14 million left. Huge reduction. So maybe 20, 25%. A slight change in this, an adjustment in rates, an added allocation fee, even just a little bit, not even the worst, is going to dramatically change the how this contract performs, okay? So this is your minimum value, right? This is what the company will guarantee. The rest of it is just fluff. It's all hypothetical, right? $21,000 per year, year 18, the money's gone. That's a typical contract, right? You've paid the money out. It's all based on how much longer you live. So when I talk to this guy about it, everybody looks at that. Oh, is it too good to be true? It's like, you know, kind of get dollar signs in your eyes. Wow, that would be great. Well, it would be great, but it's a fairy tale. Not going to happen. And guys will sit out there and say, oh yeah, that's going to happen. Well, I guarantee that guy is going to be, he's going to be on his yacht retired and he's going to change his phone number. You have nobody to complain to. And the company's going to tell you, it's in the contract, we could reduce all these things, right? So you can expect to get a little bit more out of it than just the $21,000, but it costs you $400,000 to do it. And he was skeptical of the illustration. I said, well, okay, let's look at it. What would it cost you to get your $21,000? I ran an illustration through the database. I don't have a dog in the fight. Who's the company that's going to pay you the most? For him, it cost him $270,000 to lock in that baseline income. Well, you don't get, you got to pay a fee for it. Again, with or without a fee. You pay a fee because that way, for less money, they're paying you the same amount of cash flow. They've got to pad their reserves to insure themselves and make sure they can keep doing it forever. You want them to keep doing it forever. That's how they do it. $270,000 saves them $130,000 up front. Can you not invest that elsewhere and plan for inflation adjustments or changes, discretionary income, and all the extras in life? If you've got an index that does all this stuff, right? Here's a 10-year calendar year period. 7, 18, 6, 4, 24, 15, 15, 20. That's like investing in the market in the 80s for crying out loud. If the market is that good, then you're better off having your $130,000 in the market. Save the money on the purchase and buy your guaranteed income. And then you've got, I mean, what is that? That's a more than 30% reduction in the cost of securing the income you need. It's 65 years old, right? Inflation is a concern, but you have $130,000 to deal with it, and at 65, you know, you got, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 10 years before it even becomes a real issue as far as your spending goes. But you've got $130,000. If inflation's running wild, you're going to have yields in the stock market. You're going to have yields in the annuity. You're going to have all that extra stuff. Don't bank on an insurance company being the solution to all of your problems. You got to take some control over it. Save the money on the income rider. That's what I say. Who cares if you pay a fee? You're saving $130,000. The $400,000 is a back-end fee, and you're trusting an insurance company to come through on all this hypothetical stuff, right? So it's pretty clear to me that this is why I stay away from it, because I'm never going to pretend that that might even happen. Now, if you want to try it out, try it out. A lot of people have. This sells a lot. And so a lot of guys, oh, buy the 222. Well, I don't want to wait 10 years. Okay. Well, then buy the ABC. You don't have to wait 10 years. It's like, it's the same pile of crap, really. You're only guaranteed $21,000. You get a little bit more out of it, but you're wishing, honestly. So that is about as clear cut as I can make it, okay? Taking down the Allianz benefit control. Save the money, don't waste it. I'd love to make a $400,000 sale in that situation, but it's not appropriate. I'm not going to do something that's not appropriate. I'd rather take the chance with the other money. I mean, if you want to protect it, put it in a fixed annuity, right? 5% fixed annuity, $130,000. You got your guaranteed income. That's an extra $6,500 a year. Maybe you need it, maybe you don't. Just accumulates over time. You can get it anytime you want. That's another solution, but save the money, spend the least amount of money required to get the guaranteed income you need, and that's the best deal. Because you got a contractual guarantee for a 30% cost savings, and you don't have to worry about the hypothetical, and everybody's concerned about it anyway. That's why I'm going to tackle it next week. Anyway, thank you guys for joining me. Episode 91, Taking Down the Allianz Benefit Control. My name is Brian Anderson. Again, like, subscribe, comment, or otherwise on your favorite podcast platform or on YouTube. Love to hear what you have to say. Share it. Let me know what you think. There's an advisor out there that says, oh, I love that product. Okay, well, I'll have you on the podcast to tell me why you love it. And you have to agree to be back here in 10 years. Bring your illustrations and your contracts. Come back in 10 years and prove it to me. I guarantee I win that one. Anyhow, appreciate you joining me for this week. I'll be back next week with episode 92. We're going to talk about rates, rate adjustments, the things that people are concerned about, index annuities, same thing I was concerned about, but we're going to get it next week. Until then, enjoy yourselves and make good financial decisions. I'm here to help with whatever you need. So have a great day. Thank you again and goodbye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.